Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this station is Chicago. I mean, DeRush is in Chicago every other day, and now Carter's going to Chicago. Get out of here. We don't need you, do we? Move.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Go to the second city.
Yeah, we believe in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the state of Minnesota, don't we?
Always have.
Even though Chicago is the best summer city in America. Let's get into it right away. A friend was murdered, so let's use it as an advantage to go after our opponents. That's what's going on. A 31-year-old man, Charlie Kirk. Was Charlie Kirk pretty much, Dave Harrigan, a free speech absolutist? Is he, if not there, borderline a free speech absolutist?
Seemed that way.
What would he do? He would go to campuses and debate with people, sometimes certainly individuals who loved him. But the main reason why he went there was to engage with people who did not agree, didn't know what they were going to ask him. And a number of his comments I didn't agree with. But it is absolutely despicable what happened to him. Political assassination. And intelligent man, just because you didn't agree with him doesn't mean, oh, must not be smart because I didn't agree with him. Get out of here with that. Very intelligent. Found his lane. And again, not that uncommon. He would say some things like, I don't agree with that at all. But that's not my bar for saying, wow, I shouldn't pay attention to him, or I can't acknowledge the following he has and the role he played in helping the president get elected. And he was murdered in cold blood. His wife will lose out on thousands and thousands of memories. His kids will lose their father. And anybody who laughed about it, who thought it was funny, who took joy in it, that is pathetic. And someone losing their job permanently or indefinitely isn't close. Okay, let's make that clear. It's not close. But it's still this. A bully is a bully is a bully. And that's who Donald Trump is every single day of his life. And if you want to incredibly naively say, well, ABC just did this, it's a rating situation. Oh, yeah. Yep. It was just now a rating situation. Just like the Colbert situation was just now a rating situation. Just like the other day, suing New York Times for what amount? $15 billion. Suing and winning against ABC, going after law firms, going after universities. His pattern, his entire life has been either you kiss my big fat butt or you're my enemy. How many times has he called individuals who disagree with him enemy of the people, enemy of the country? So this isn't tough, ladies and gentlemen. This is just like Paramount and Skydance and that sale, which needed guess whose approval? Because he's involved in every single thing, especially with the media, Dave. So CBS rolled over like a puppy on the 60 Minutes nonsense. They rolled over like a well-trained dog on Colbert. And so now here, what do we got? We got Nexstar trying to buy Tegna. And because I think it would increase their ownership to close to 40%, which is against guidelines, what do they need? FCC approval. Brendan Carr, who's just another flunky for the president. We've lost just complete independence. And I'm not saying that every other administration, there, you know, somebody else picked the people in charge. But if Merrick Garland was Joe Biden's flunky, like Pam Bondi is his AG, guess what would have happened? There would have been charges against Donald Trump in the first days of the administration about, hey, I need 11,700 votes, or, you know, classified documents over there in the pickleball court, or sitting on his butt again and watching with glee January 6th. Yeah, Joe Biden picked him. But there was some level of independence, and now it is what? What? You said something that my leader, the president of the United States, might agree with? So we're going to go at you. Because Brendan Carr with Benny Johnson, who is as MAGA gets, who now has been elevated, when Brendan Carr says on the podcast, you got the audio? Oh, here's the audio.
I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Think about that. You can do it the easy way or the hard way. The easy way, you punish him in some way. Or the hard way is, guess what's going to happen? Because Nexstar and Tegna, they own stations across the country that carry what? ABC. Own ABC stations. And so when he's saying the easy or hard way, oh, I forgot that Nexstar Tegna, that merger's right here on my desk. And it's crystal clear what he was alluding to. And we're going to play Kimmel's comments in just a moment. Because he was asked by Benny Johnson, who's 1,000% Team Trump, and he can be. He's now been elevated to the White House. Whatever happened to Benny, and by the way, the money he was getting from Russia. But that's Benny Johnson asking about Kirk. And so all of a sudden, Dave Nexstar and Tegna, this is another small deal. What, $6.2 billion?
Minor.
And so they're thinking, now wait a second. Do we want to stand tall in Jimmy Kimmel? Or do we want to get our $6.2 billion deal approved? And guess what has happened in the past? You exalt the president, you flatter the president, you get things done. And there may be people who absolutely didn't agree with what Kimmel said with Nexstar and Tegna. I didn't realize that was the bar for a comedian, that you always had to agree with them. So guess what happens? Nexstar and Tegna start giving the hints, and Bob Iger, eventually, when there's all sorts of reporting on ABC, how they really weren't that bothered by what Kimmel said, Bob Iger, who's had credibility for a long time, well, he just tossed it away because he doesn't want to get in the middle of a $6.2 billion deal when all these stations are owned by ABC affiliates. And he's going to think, wait a second, what if I lose all these stations? So let's play the Jimmy Kimmel comments right here. This is Monday. Let's remind you, Charlie Kirk was killed last week. Despicable, grotesque, indefensible. Tyler Robinson, as a person who struggles but is in favor of the death penalty, if found guilty, I have no problem with Tyler Robinson with the death penalty because this was a political assassination. Okay? That's into, I, by no means have I ever laughed, chuckled, defended anything about this. Anybody who did, you're gross. Okay? So this on Monday, remember the court hearing was Tuesday to give us more details. There were clearly more indications that he was a lefty than a righty, but then there were some information out there that he was to the right and Kirk wasn't right enough. But let's be clear, more indicated lefty with what was on the bullet and obviously killing of all people, one of the most prominent conservative activists in the country in Kirk. So this is what Kimmel says, monologue Monday.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Oh, didn't you have more when he plays the Trump soundbite?
I didn't grab that part.
Okay.
I thought that was extraneous, but
yeah.
We can play the whole thing.
Well, I think because that's the part that bugged Trump. The part that bugged Trump is, and we talked about this last week, is when they show Trump, was it Thursday or Friday, I forget, where he's on the White House and someone sincerely says, how you holding up with the death of your friend? Very, very good. And then just pivots instantly. How about the construction that's taking place? And Kimmel goes at him and is like, the stages of grief, the fourth stage is, what, demolition? Something like that.
Here's the whole thing.
Here we go.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. Okay. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
I mean, I know we all grieve differently. That was quick. That was quick. That's what bugged Trump. And also, some of the nonsense I'm hearing. Well, Jimmy Kimmel has to be punished because he didn't tell the truth. We're holding a comedian to a level of telling the truth when, by the way, the court documents weren't out yet. Yes. If you would have asked me Monday night during Kimmel show, by the way, before you start turning me into some diehard late night person, let's just say this month, how much late night TV have I watched? What is today? September 18th?
18th today.
You know what my guess is? Not a second. Not a second. I don't watch a lot of late night TV. I haven't for years. But we're going to start, by the way, the preponderance of evidence was, for obvious reasons, that this was someone who didn't agree with Kirk's beliefs and went after him. I get it. It wasn't demonstrably proven in court yet, though. And the bar really is going to be you're fired if you're lying. The president of the United States lies dozens of times a day. Fox News had to pay Dominion, just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, $787 million for lying about the voter fraud. $787 million. Sean Hannity in the White House, what it's Stephen Miller, Susie Wiles, then probably Hannity, most influential. He goes on a show yesterday and says this, Dave, I don't know of a single conservative who is pushing for Jimmy Kimmel to lose his job. How many times has Trump tweeted about that? With glee about Colbert, now about Kimmel, tweeting after from the UK in the middle of the night, elated about it and saying, guess who's next? NBC News is next with Seth Meyers and Jimmy Kimmel. And guess what? You know what other show on NBC will be next? According to Trump, SNL. Just wait till they open. This is what Charlie Kirk wanted, a free speech absolutist. I get it if you didn't think it's funny or you don't agree with it or you don't think he's funny. No problem with that. But we're just going to watch this over and over again with the threat of losing out on business or upsetting the president. And individuals are just going to roll over like dogs in the grass. It's embarrassing. I got a feeling a few of you might disagree with me. Text, call, let's go. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Speaker of the House in the state of Minnesota, Lisa Daymuth, comes up in about 7-8 minutes. Does the fraud in this state at an enormous level ever end? Just more absurdity with a press conference today where another story, which might be even bigger than feeding our future. I'm sure the Speaker will have some thoughts on that. Let's chime in a lot of your texts, and guess what? You get to offer up points where you're agreeing, nuance, and also where you are completely disagreeing with us. That's part of the back and forth. Let's jump in here. The fact that they're doing this in his name is ridiculous. He was for free speech, just unbelievable. It's about human contact with one another, a texter says. The guy died, and private companies can do whatever they want. These heartless pricks, get over your Trump hatred, but society respect with the death. Get over yourself. Okay. I get to have an opinion. I host a show. And how did you feel when Donald Trump himself, Donald Trump Jr., Charlie Kirk and others were mocking and laughing about a man who broke into the then Speaker of the House's home, Nancy Pelosi, found Paul Pelosi there, was talking about kidnapping, torturing, and potentially killing the Speaker of the House. And I can give you audio after audio where Donald Trump Jr., Charlie Kirk, and others laughed about it, thought it was funny. The president, when the Hortmans were murdered, wouldn't even talk to the governor of the state because he said, what did he say? He's a whack job? What was the term? So give me a break if your bar of decency is Donald Trump. Come on. Think about yourself, what you just said. This very well happened to you or WC. So frankly, good for Trump. I'm going to give my opinion. And if my opinion eventually gets me in trouble, I don't want that to happen. I want to keep this job. But we're just going to, because the president bullies people, now I'm supposed to be silenced? Because I'm getting a bunch of these texts now. You could be next. I hope you're next. That's really what Charlie Kirk believed in? Are you people familiar with Charlie Kirk? Charlie Kirk was all for the exchange of ideas. Many times eloquently, sometimes, in my view, in an insulting way, but you don't have to agree. So what Kirk was for was going to places where he was going to run into a bunch of liberals and feel like his intellect, his exchanges, his beliefs would hold up in that exchange. Donald Trump doesn't want people to speak if they disagree with them. Come on. You know that. Let's see. A lot of text here. You started that show being decent and quickly tanked. It is people like you, not only you, that continues to the pod. Have you ever tried to do a show with all positive things? We talk about positive stories on this show all of the time. But this is rather significant with a man killed and the reaction to his murder. So the idea that we're not going to talk about it, you haven't listened to the show. And by the way, in the 35 years I've hosted a radio show in this town, close to 20 at the Fan and 15 plus here, not a single boss has ever said, you can't talk this. You have to talk this. So when people say, oh, you're controlled, zero people have ever done it. And so stop with your views. Or this, we all think the same. I give my opinion. It's not formed because I'm in some group with Vanita or Adam or Jordana or Henry. I give my own opinion. And I get that people don't have to agree with it. And I get it. And I appreciate that you take any time to listen, even if you disagree with me. The Speaker of the House in the state of Minnesota, Lisa Daymuth, is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.